This podcast is proud to be part of the TalkSport Fan Network. TalkSport. Powered by fans.
And there it is. That's as good as it gets on this stage. Nissan Townstar EV strikes again. It's an unstoppable van. Unstoppable!
Look, just fantastic. You can actually see the ProPilot technology in action. Effortless parallel parking.
It moves with all the confidence that comes with a 5-year warranty.
And with a bench full of all-star van experts, there's real strength in depth here.
That's all-star quality.
Search Nissan Townstar EV and visit your local all-star van centre to see for yourself.
Terms and conditions apply. 5 years or 100,000 miles, whichever comes first.
ProPilot is an advanced driver assist technology. Driver's responsibility to stay alert, drive safely, and control vehicle at all times.
The TalkSport Fan Network is proudly supported by McDelivery, bringing you the food you love. McDelivery brings a top-tier lineup of food right to your door. No matter the result, you'll always be winning with McDelivery. Order now on the McDonald's app and you'll get rewards points delivered too, so that ordering today means some tasty rewards for tomorrow. Only via app at participating restaurants. 18 plus rewards registration required. Points only on menu items, delivery fee and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com.
First off, just any new injury concerns?
No, it looks good. Everybody was in training today, so we are everybody able to be picked for Saturday.
Great. And then how are you planning on going about replacing Grace Clinton without her being able to play?
I mean, I have a good idea how I'm going to do that. But most of the time we have a really good players who can play in that 10 role and as a winger as well. So someone else will have the chance to show what they can do, and I think we have did it before in this season as well. So, but of course we're going to miss her because she's a great player. But I have a plan, and you will see it on Sunday.
Thank you.
Hi, Robert. Obviously, all eyes on this weekend, and I'm sure that that's where your focus is at. But it's hard to ignore the fact that this is effectively going to be a preview of what we're going to see in a couple of weeks' time at Wembley. Is this an opportunity for certain players to lay down a marker as to why they should be featuring in the starting 11 when the trip to Wembley happens in a couple of weeks' time?
Not really. I think this is a game where we can try to fight to be top four this year. So I think we're only focusing on this game and how to beat Man United. When we're done with that game, we can use this game in front of the final, of course. But for us, it's this game, and the final is too far away right now to just focus on that. And the mindset we have is the next game and how to improve for that. So the main thing is to have a good starting 11, a good bench, to make sure we have a good game plan and try to beat Man United, because we want to compete for the top four. But it's, of course, hard because there's not too many games left. But we have a chance, so we should go for it for this game.
Do you think a positive result, especially with it being away from home, might play a little role into giving the side a little bit of a confidence boost when the trip to Wembley comes, maybe subconsciously, if nothing else?
It could, but on the other hand, we lost Man City 3 times in a row and then we beat them anyway. So I'm going to try to find good ways, even if we win or lose. The good thing is that we compete against the top teams in the league. We're learning so much from that. And I think every time we play them, we're learning what we need to change or add on or whatever. And I think this is a good way for us to be better as a team. But yes, it will be also a good game to get in front of the final in a few weeks.
And just following up on what you're saying there about learning from the games against the big teams, I think away from home this season, I think you've taken just a point off of the teams that are above you in the league. So what do you take away from those experiences in terms of going again when you next have the opportunity to come up against someone who is above you in the league?
I mean, you need to go to yourself and believe that you can do what you're going to do. The first game against Chelsea away, I think we had an amazing performance. We almost got a point, but we lost that game, so fine. And Man City was a terrible evening. We went there and tried to do our stuff, and we did some good stuff, but then we lost 7-0, which was not fun. So Arsenal away 1-0, quite good game anyway. So the result is one thing, but the performance is what we look for. And I think Chelsea away, Arsenal away was 2 good performances. Man City away was stuff in it which were good, but the result was too bad. So this time is to go there and make sure we respect Man United, because they are a very good team with a lot of good players, but also try to make sure we take the next step, which we all want to do. We want to dictate games against top teams as well, but we also need to respect them and defend quite well. So it's going to be a mixture this game, I guess.
Perfect. Thank you so much.
Cheers. So the progress, I think we started the year very good. Played really good football, good attacking football. Took step there, then we were also understanding that we need to defend after a few games, and then we reloaded a little bit to make sure we have both in possession, out of possession, good structure. I think we then lost a little bit how to score goals. So then we needed to redo that. We added a new players in the squad in the Christmas window, which makes it we need to restart a little bit. I think the squad now is very good together. You can tell that they are competing. They are finding the structure. They are very much connected to how we want to play. I think we still need to be even more consistent in the way we play to keep the ball and make sure we can create even more goal chances. I still think we are improving the way how to press, how to make sure we use the players. But I also feel like we are getting stronger. We dictate the games more and more. We're winning games right now, which is very good, how to win games in different ways. But on the other hand, I feel like we are, it's much to do before we can actually say that we are, you know, closing the gap with the top three teams, top four teams. So I have a lot of respect for the top four teams and what they have done for several years. So we are in a good spot, but we have a lot of stuff to do to get better.
And what do you make of the challenge that Man United will be posing to your side this weekend?
I think Man United, when they have a good day, they are one of the best teams in this league. They have quality players on each position. They also have a strong bench. So if they have a good day, we're going to struggle and need to work really hard in the defense. Then on the other hand, they have not been that consistent in their performances. So I think we have a good chance to actually compete this game and make sure we can play our style. But of course, I'm very impressed with their last year, and now they're getting back to get to the final, and then they're winning some games very easily, and then they have some tough games like everyone else. But it's going to be a tough game, though. I think people are misunderstanding that Man United is a big team in this league, right? So a tough away game, but absolutely, we've beaten Arsenal, we've beaten Man City, so we know that we can beat the top teams.
That's great. Thanks, Robert, and good luck this weekend.
Cheers.
Alex?
Hi, Robert. I hope you're well. Kind of just a simple one from me. Obviously, Sunday was such a big moment for everyone at the club. How good has the morale been in the squad this week?
I mean, Tuesday was an amazing feeling when everybody came back and everybody was happy, of course. And we let the squad and the staff members enjoying that day, because I think everybody deserved to have one more happy day without thinking too much about tactics or whatever. But then Wednesday morning, we closed that game and start focusing on this game and made sure that we pick up the final again when we are ready for that week. So it was a good Tuesday, but then it's been two good days with football and focus on Man United. And basically now we're not focusing too much about that great Sunday. We're actually focusing on getting a good Sunday this week.
And just on Martha Thomas, of course, returning to her former club this weekend. She's such a hard worker in the final third. Do you think that could like play an impact maybe alongside Bethany in England again this week?
And there it is, that's as good as it gets on this stage. Nissan Townstar EV strikes again. It's an unstoppable van, unstoppable!
Look, just fantastic. You can actually see the ProPilot technology in action. Effortless parallel parking.
It moves with all the confidence that comes with a 5-year warranty.
And with a bench full of all-star van experts, there's real strength in depth here.
That's all-star quality.
Search Nissan Townstar EV and visit your local all-star van centre to see for yourself.
Terms and conditions apply. 5 years or 100,000 miles, whichever comes first.
ProPilot is an advanced driver assist technology. Driver's responsibility to stay alert, drive safely, and control vehicle at all times.
Picture the scene. All of your mates around, you've got your McNugget share boxes ready to go. Partner this with your team playing champagne football. Perfect. Order McDelivery now on the McDonald's app. There's nothing quite like a McDelivery. At participating restaurants, 18 plus, serving times, delivery fee and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com.
Yeah, I mean, I think you saw her energy on the field, how she can find, she almost scored before she scored that goal, and she's winning duels, she fighting for the team, she's very clever in how we work, so she will have a huge impact on the team. Bethany will lead us the whole way, the other game as well, so yeah, they will have a big impact for us, and then it's more like to make sure we find the right strategies to score goals and win this game. But Martha is very important in our team and how we play.
Perfect. Good luck on Sunday.
Cheers.
Amy.
Hi, Robert. Well, just following up there, you spoke earlier this season about how important it was to make sure Beth England and Martha Thomas were sort of getting the chances they needed to, you know, make you the attacking team that you want to be and be that kind of duo that can lead you forward. Talking about progress you've made this season, are you quite happy with the progress you are making in that area and what you've seen from the team since you kind of made those remarks earlier this season?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's not too personal. It's actually about how we play and how we create chances. Then we change players all the time and who's best suited for this game and that game. But if you look at how we create chances, we had a lot of good attacking football in the beginning, and then we had not too much attacking football around Christmas time because we played against really good teams. And after that, we signed a few new players, we renew a little bit, and then we perhaps lost a little bit of the relations in how we play. And then Bethany came back, but she was still not really 100% fit, and then Martha got injured. And so, of course, it's not perfect, but we're taking steps all the time. I think Bristol City away was one of the good games where we got back to how we want to play. I think Leicester, this game was not perfect, but we also find good attacks and good ways to attack, but we're not there yet, and that's a part of this journey. The relations is, of course, for me to find the right positions for right players and how they can play together, and it's very different. So if Martha playing as a 10 or 9, if Beth playing as a 10 or 9, or Celine playing left or right, everything is connected to who they play with as a fullback and everything. So to build that takes time. And sometimes it works, sometimes it's not working, and then we need to work on that. But they are very clever players, they are very smart players, and they want to play together. So we will find ways. But I want to score more goals. I don't want to win with 1-0. I don't want to do that. So I want to make sure we create even more goal chances, and then it's more for us to make sure we build those relations and find the right players for the right games. But we're winning games right now, and that's actually what football is about. So we start there.
You mentioned there, obviously, Beth was out and then Martha's been out, and it feels like you've not really had the time to work with them together too much this season. Is that quite exciting for you, that you barely even sort of scratched the surface of how those two could work together in your team?
Yeah, absolutely. I don't think they have played together when both of them are 100% fit. So we have something to look forward to. And I think they are so clever, so they can work together with other players as well. And especially how they are as a player and as leaders, because they are basically two of the strongest leaders in the squad as well. So I'm looking forward to keep working with them and go into details how we can have the best benefit of them. So even if they haven't worked the best when they played a few games before, there's a lot of reasons because of that, but that doesn't mean that they cannot play together. You know, I'm not like black and white. They can absolutely play together, and they will find ways to play together, and they will be important to this team in the last 5-6 games.
Thanks, Robert. Good luck this weekend.
Thanks.
Dan?
Hey, Robert. Hope you're well. I just wondered how kind of different the messages are in kind of the preparation playing Man United this time to last time, because, you know, obviously you went into that game with off the back of kind of your biggest low of the season, losing to Man City, whereas this time you're going into this game, you know, on the back of probably your biggest high.
Yeah, it's a big difference. I think if it's one game I'm kind of angry at myself at, it's the former game against Man United, because I went in there with a defensive mode that we're going to just be in a low block and try to counterattack, and we didn't really give ourselves the chance that game. I don't think Manchester was great in that game, but they won 4-0, and it was mainly because we didn't really, we wasn't brave in that game, and that's on me. This time, we are aware that we need to be brave, but also be clever. We need to defend. We need to make sure we're also there to play. So we are prepared for that. We're coming with a good self-confidence. We have won a few games. We have a good competition in the squad. But I have enormous respect for Man United and those players they have. So I know it's going to be a very tricky game, and I know that we need to go there and do our best, and hopefully we can find a really good result. But the performance for me is to make sure we can take steps and not go there and just defend. We need to play our style. We need to do it, but we also need to respect and do it in the right way. So better feeling this time. I'm going to be more brave this time, but we're going to make sure we are very sharp as well, and then we see how it goes.
And how easy is it for players to kind of shut off from the cup final? Obviously, there'll be some players in the squad who played in lots of big occasions in the past, but there'll be others who, you know, maybe haven't won anything, haven't ever played in a final before. So, you know, how easy is it to kind of keep the squad fully focused on the league form?
I mean, I think, of course, even if we said on Tuesday, now we're done with this game, Wednesday we started, of course, people get reminded here and there, and of course it's popping up in their brain, but I mean, it's a good feeling. They're looking forward to a game, so I don't think it's a big problem. I know when we go to Manchester and play against them, it's going to be a lot of people on the stands, and I would be very surprised if we're not focused for that game and make sure we have a good performance. So I just think you can use that game when you are, you know, for a moment feeling about that game and feel happy, and then you go back and be staying in the present and make sure we work on that. But I mean, we have strategies for this. I mean, we work very much to be present. We have yoga every week where they need to focus on to be here and now and everything. So I think it's they're going to solve it.
Thanks, Robert. Best of luck for the weekend. Thank you.
Cheers.
Rachel.
Hi, Robert. I wanted to say a little bit about Jessica Naz. And, you know, she's a player who at the start of the season you were mostly using as a substitute. And then on Sunday she played all 120 minutes, which is probably more minutes than she's ever played for Spurs, pretty much. And I guess, you know, can you talk about the progress she's made, but also the levels you think that she's capable of?
Yeah, I think when I signed for this club, I watched the games from last year, and I was kind of... I liked when I saw Jessica Naz play football last year, but she didn't play too much, and she didn't handle too many minutes because she couldn't handle it because of her fitness, I guess. So I saw a really high potential in her, and then when we started working together, I saw that when she's fit and doing those stuff, she's a really quick, strong player with good finishing, but she didn't really find the right ways to do it during a whole game. She lost self-confidence and so on, and... So we start building her out with like the fitness first of all, and then trying to find the right position for her. And then she, in the beginning, was a great substitution coming in the last 30 minutes, giving us a lot of good options. And then she played a few games from the beginning and came off. But now, after Christmas, I would say, or after that Conte Cup game in against Arsenal, when she played 90 minutes and scored two goals, she has taken steps, and she's in the under-23 national team, and I know that she's knocking on the Lionesses' door. And if she's competing like she do now, I mean, I think you actually have the next Lionesses there. And when you see her in this game, how she can be a threat all the time, both as a winger and as a nine, then you understand that it's quite nice to have that kind of player on the pitch. But also how we press and want to be a high-pressing team, she's very quick to press them, which is also good for us. And now she added the finishing, which she works a lot with Anton, the assistant coach, and so on. So I just love that she's doing everything now. She can run, she can work hard, and she can be sharp and smart in the finishing. So she has a really high level, and she can be a top, top goal scorer in this league, absolutely.
Thanks. And you talked in your response to an earlier question about the importance of partnerships and relationships. And I wondered if there are a few kind of on-the-pitch partnerships that you want to highlight as that you think are kind of working especially well and are sort of underpinning what Spurs are doing well at the moment?
I mean, there's different phases of the season when different relations work fine. But I mean, if you look at the last four games with Becky, Luana and Amy, those relations between those three has been amazing. And we have four wins in a row. And then Molly was out a few of the games and then she came back last game. But of course, when you build good relations, it's not only that you just switch players, because I think Molly is an amazing centre-back as well. But sometimes the relations is also worth... adding to that when you pick a team, for example. And then you often have the fullback wingers. I think Ash worked quite much with Celine this year and have good relations and so on. I think Grace and Beth finding good ways to collaborate, the goal against Bristol City, for example. So we're trying to work with partnership in different areas, because I think that's when you get a dynamic. It's not when I give them the patterns. It's actually when they get the patterns and their relations that you can get magic. So we're working a lot with feedback with pairs or groups and make sure we can find ways to build these relations. In the beginning, I played the same starship. Now we have more competition, so now we go back and forth a little bit, but then they build different relations with different players, and I think that's good for their development. So it's a big thing for my tactics to build relations.
Thanks, that's really helpful. I guess just thinking about the upcoming game, last weekend we saw that Manchester United are not afraid to put in robust challenges. So is that something that you specifically and sort of prepare the squad for, and how do you do that?
I mean, we try to prepare our squad for what we think is the game plan, how the opponent's going to do, and also to prepare when it can be something really different and something really tough or whatever. So we're trying to make sure they're not really too calm and too settled all the time. They need to be able to handle different scenarios and so on. But on the other hand, we try to have the same routine, same structure, focusing on ourselves. So whatever they do, we're going to make sure we go back to what we want to do. And hopefully that's good enough to win whatever they do. But yes, we are aware that they have different tactics and different plays they can use in different ways. But we're just going to be very prepared for that. And hopefully we can have strategies to solve that.
Thank you.
Cheers.
Chris.
Hi Robert, many congratulations on reaching the FA Cup final. After the semi-final, you mentioned that Chairman Daniel Levy sent you a message congratulating you and the team. What was the message from him after reaching the final? Can you share that with us?
He was very happy, of course. He was there watching the game, and I think especially after the tough loss the day before for the men's team, I think he was even more happier. But the main thing was that he was just very happy for the team and looking forward for the final, and that it's a great journey we're doing with the women's team. So that was basically the key word from him, and I'm just very happy that he's so supportive.
Well, do you get the sense from the club that they are going to be back you in the future? Because of course, you've reached the FA Cup final in your first season. The club must be extremely happy with what you've done so far. And, you know, how difficult is it going to be in the future to try and close that gap on the top teams in the WSL?
I would never sign for this club if I were not sure that they're going to support me. That was one of the main things I asked them during the interviews. And I must say that they have showed from day one that they are willing to do it. And they're willing to buy into everything we do, as long as it's sustainable and not just, you know, smash in a lot of money and go for it. They want to do it the real way, and I think that's the way we should do it. So I see them supporting us every step we want, and every time we ask for stuff, they actually help us and make sure we take the next step with this club. I think we show now that we already can compete, but of course it's a very good thing that we are in the final, you know, if you compare for last season. So I don't think you should expect that we have closed the gap too much yet. It's actually just a good start of that journey. And I think they want to close the gap. We're going to close that gap, and we're going to compete for the titles and everything. But the main thing is we don't need to rush that, because some teams do that and then they break down quite quickly. So we're going to build this team together as a really strong team. And then in the long end, we're going to compete with young, talented players that we can develop instead of just buying the most expensive players in the league. And when we do that, we're going to be able to sell players or keep them and make sure we go to the Champions League and everything. But there's no rush, because we know what we're doing and we're going to take it step by step. And the board is with us with that, and they want to do it the long way. And I kind of like that, because sometimes you rush too much and then you fall very, very deep. And I don't want to do that. I want to make sure we stay in top for a long, long time. And that's what we're trying to build.
Lastly, Robert, I just wanted to get your thoughts on the club only being given 11,800 tickets for the FA Cup final, because, of course, there will be many Spurs fans unhappy without a ticket.
Yeah, and I mean, if you look at it personally and for the club, I would like to have all Tottenham fans at that stadium and fill it with Tottenham fans. So that's, of course, sad. But on the other hand, to fill that stadium before they know whose team is coming and everything, that's quite brilliant from them to fill a stadium for women's football for the final. So imagine if there were two teams not from London, it might be harder to sell a lot of tickets. But of course, it's a little bit tricky now when we don't get tickets for all our fans. And I think that's sad. But hopefully they can find ways in the future to have more transparency with the tickets, depending on what team goes to the final or not. But look, we're going to play in the front of a full stadium. We're going to bring 12,000 fans. That's a good step. But then hopefully we can add better plans next year to make sure we can have even more tickets if we reach the final. But I totally get why they've done it, but then, of course, it's sad now that we cannot use more fans to the game. But it's you need to look at it two ways and then understand it, but still also like try to push it for more tickets next year.
Away days are great, but there's nothing quite like playing at home. The same goes for McDonald's. Maximize your home ground advantage with McDelivery. Order now on the McDonald's app. At participating restaurants, 18 plus, serving times, delivery fee and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com.
And there it is. That's as good as it gets on this stage. Nissan Townstar EV strikes again. It's an unstoppable van. Unstoppable!
Look, just fantastic. You can actually see the ProPilot technology in action. Effortless parallel parking.
It moves with all the confidence that comes with a 5-year warranty.
And with a bench full of all-star van experts, there's real strength in depth here.
That's all-star quality.
Search Nissan Townstar EV and visit your local all-star van centre to see for yourself.
Terms and conditions apply. 5 years or 100,000 miles, whichever comes first.
ProPilot is an advanced driver assist technology. Driver's responsibility to stay alert, drive safely, and control vehicle at all times.